Let me tell you a little story about a dude I know. His name is Bruce Allen, he used to have a Jufro. He was born and raised out in the town of LA. That's where he went to UCLA, got his MBA.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. It is time for some therapy talk with Dr. Weberman, and I suppose she's going to give me a little bit of talking to about handling my rage, since I've been really ranting on this show so far about what's going on in Nigeria. But I don't want to talk about that. Dr. Weberman's a psychologist, a parent coach with a lot of experience, and she is about to give birth literally any minute now to her first child. So I want to know what's on her mind, what she's learned in these past 8 months, 3 weeks, 4 days, and 22 hours. Dr. Weberman.
Oh, my goodness. It's May 8th today, and the due date officially is May 9th, which means, as you said, she could come any minute, or it could be a little bit of a wait, you know, until next week. We don't know. We're sort of on edge waiting. But it's really amazing to get to this point in the pregnancy. To say I'm 40 weeks is really amazing.
So tell us about the journey. Tell us what you've learned and what you'd like to share with others that might be embarking on a similar journey.
You know, and I don't remember how much I've really shared on your show so far about our journey with conception, but it has not been a smooth road for us. It's actually been a very challenging road. We first started trying to conceive our first child in 2008, and we had various obstacles in the way. Sometimes we just weren't able to conceive at all, and there were two times that we were able to conceive, but they resulted in miscarriages very early on in the pregnancy, you know, first trimester miscarriages. And, you know, even those miscarriages were separated sometimes by more than a year period of not being able to conceive again. And it's been a very heartbreaking, very painful, challenging road for us as a couple and as us individually. And by the time we had to make some important decisions about what we were going to do about this, I was already in my late 30s and feeling the time pressure. And, you know, in my life, any time I've ever wanted something, all I had to do was set a goal for myself and follow the steps to get there. You know, I wanted my doctoral degree, so I followed the steps. I wanted to start my own business, my own practice. Set the goal, follow the steps. And that was not working in this situation. I was setting a goal and I was following the steps and doing everything that everyone recommended to me that would help us, you know, between acupuncture and taking my basal temperature and Chinese herbs and chiropractic and changing my diet. And, you know, we tried everything possible and it wasn't working. And the more I tried, I was finding the more controlling I was getting about it. It felt like it was up to me. It was all on me. It was my responsibility. And because it wasn't going right, I was somehow doing something wrong, or I was missing something, or I was messing something up. And I was getting so stressed that at some point it got to the point where I was like, this really isn't a healthy body to conceive in because I'm so stressed and so neurotic and so controlling about it. And, you know, about a year ago...
Did something trigger that realization?
A lot of self-exploration. I had to just stop. There was a time where I just, after about 5 years, I just stopped trying to conceive. And I had to start trying to figure out what was going on inside of me that was making this such a painful road. And while I was doing that self-exploration, I realized how much, even though conceptually I had faith in God, faith in the universe, I wasn't practicing that at all because I was not taking into account that this could be part of a plan, that this could be part of God's will. I was thinking that it was all up to me. And my mother said this beautiful quote to me. She said, "Always remember, not my will, thy will." And I kept saying it over and over to myself, you know, not my will, thy will. And I realized that I had not just given it up and put it in the universe's hands in a higher power. And when I did that, I got to a place of peace. Peace with, I may have children, I may not have children. They may be natural children, they may be adopted children. That it could look a lot of different ways, but it didn't have to look the way I expected it to look. Mm-hmm. And when I got to that place, it was a much easier place to make decisions. And my husband and I decided to do fertility treatment. We did IVF. And we were very blessed that it worked on the first round, because I know lots of families have to go through it multiple times. But I know, I really believe in my heart that this pregnancy has been easier because I learned to give up control, and I learned to give up any expectation that it should or should not look a certain way. And I think about how that's going to change me as a parent. If I had been a parent right away when we first started 6 years ago, and I brought that control and I brought that expectation that it should be a certain way and it should meet my needs and it should meet my expectations, I think that I would be a very different parent. We're not going to say a bad or good, but we'll say it's a very different parent.
And I think you'd be not as good a parent if you were that kind of controlling. And I think this is an extraordinary benefit of the journey you've been on.
If I can let go of this, and this has been huge, you know, when I think about my baby, I don't have any expectations. I hope and I dream for things, but I don't expect them. I don't even expect her to be healthy. I hope and pray for her to be healthy. I hope and pray that I'll be healthy. I hope and pray that she'll be happy and she'll feel loved. But I don't expect any of those things. And I don't expect her to have a certain personality. And I don't expect her to be easy and cooperative and make my life a certain way. I hope and I pray for those things. And it's such a different place to stand in than having those expectations.
Well, as a parent going through some rough times right now with an older child, I can tell you that that's a very healthy perspective. And I promise you will have joyful times. And I also assure you that you will have some, you know, rougher times as well. Hopefully not many of those and more of the former. But the perspective you have is really, really valuable for you and Jason and your daughter. And I think for listeners that are thinking about this journey. I just finished a column called The Real Problem Is, which will be published in 2 weeks. It's a two-parter. And it's about the demographic crisis going on in the world where people are not having babies. And it'll be very interesting to talk to you about this right shortly after you've had a baby, because I think part of what's gone in certain factions of our society is the expectation of having babies was no different than the expectation of getting a promotion or going on a vacation or buying a house. It was all part of a plan, which you sort of implied was how you looked at it, that, well, I got my degree, I got my practice, I got my husband, I got everything I wanted, and so now I'm going to have a baby.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't work that way for everybody, as you found out. And I can tell you for sure it doesn't work that way in the raising of a child. Some people get lucky and it's just a smooth road, but most people have hurdles along the way of some kind or another. And I think the journey you've been through will make you, together with your practice and a loving husband, your daughter's quite blessed.
And you know what? Let me tell you, having this conversation with you right now and being able to keep the segment, I'm eventually going to lose this perspective and I will forget the lesson because I will be faced with a challenge that will, you know, really conflict with that. And I want to be able to play this segment back and remember what it felt like to be standing in this place so that I can get back to that place, because it's going to be very easy to lose it because life is very challenging.
Yes,
and
yes.
Children and childbearing is very challenging, but I don't want to take any of it for granted.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, you also have last week's show, which is kind of your wishes and expectations together with your husband that you can at some appropriate time share with your daughter. So this one might be more valuable for you and your husband as reminders in some of the rougher times that may be coming. And the other one will be a wonderful gift to give to your daughter at the right time. So you're going to take a break from our show for a little while, correct?
I am. I'm going to take a few weeks off so I can focus on her.
Okay, so we will miss you. I expect
you
to give me at least updates so I can give our listeners updates. I do expect, as I told you privately, to be among the first to at least get the text that baby Bruce was born. And we still don't have a name, correct?
Well, we actually have made a little progress with that. We're not saying it out loud yet, but we may have made a decision. We just want to meet her and make sure the name fits.
Okay. Oh, I'm so happy. Yeah. I'm so happy for you. This show has been a living proof of everything we just talked about. The show started off with such anger and worry and rancor and feeling totally out of control. And it ended with such hope and positiveness and the beauty of life. How ironic that this show is sort of paralleling everything you've said and the wonderful blessing that is about to happen in your life.
It's such a beautiful metaphor.
Well, with that, please let our listeners know where they can find you and hopefully even get updates online once you've given birth.
Actually, probably the fastest way to get an update on the birth will be the Facebook page for the Parenting Playground. I have not posted there in quite some time, and I am going to announce her arrival there. Of course,
great.
You can go on the parentingplayground.com where the blog is, and hopefully after she comes, I'll go back to writing.
Okie dokie. Well, my best to you, your baby girl, and to Jason, and we will speak at some point in the next few weeks and on air when you are ready, my wonderful
Dr.
Weber.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm going to miss you.
Miss you too, but it's a good absence. It's for a very good cause. Okay, adios for now, and stay tuned for a little bit of wrap-up after these messages, everyone else.